Hello, this is Stuart. Welcome to Motivational Moment. I would like to talk to you today about think big. One thing about life that I learned is that you have to begin to be a big thinker. You can't be a person who thinks small and you believe that big things are going to happen to you or big things are going to come your way. It's not. Because when you think small, you become small. If you keep on saying that your life is small, it's going to be small. If you say that your life is large, that it's big, that it's abundant, it's going to be abundant. Because whatever you say, that's what you're creating out in the atmosphere. So you have to always watch your words and watch what you say. But you have to begin to think big. You have to take steps on thinking big. It starts small. Thinking big does not come overnight. It has to be a routine. It has to be something that you have thought about for years. Think about all these big places out here that's doing amazing things. Let's say Walmart, you know, or I don't know what's in your state or in your country, but retail stores, shopping stores, people that's creating digital currency off of different items and things through the internet. Let's think about a person who dreamed of becoming a doctor, like really my sister. She's one of my sisters, they're a doctor, but she always dreamed of being that since she was young, you know, since she was a kid, you know, very young, very little. And it came to pass and came true because she took action steps towards that becoming her reality. And that's one thing about life. You want things to begin to become your reality, so you have to begin to take steps towards that so it can resonate with you and that things can begin to line up, because you want things to line up. But the only way that things begin to line up is when you think bigger and when you think better, right? I read this book one time, and it's been years, but it's called The Magic of Big Thinking. Because don't you know it's magic in thinking? Because your thoughts create everything in this world and in this society. Everything, think about this, everything that's in your house right now, somebody created it. From the plants, from the little antiques, from the little statues, from the scents. You know, you might have smell good scents in your home. From just everything. Curtains, I mean, everything was created by someone. But the one thing about the someone is that they thought big, because if they thought small, you wouldn't be able to buy what they have, because you wouldn't really even know about it. You wouldn't even know it existed. Or and it's crazy, because like, you may not even know the person who made the chair. You may not know the company CEO, but you have the product in your house. You see what I'm saying? Because this person thought big. You have to think big in life. Life is huge. Don't you know so many states and countries and places that you probably have never been to before, people you have never met before in your life or seen, that you'll be able to meet and see if you begin to think bigger? Because when you begin to think big, you begin to come big. You become a bigger individual. You become a bigger person. Why is that? Because you begin to think bigger. And it feels amazing when you think big. It's just like when you learn how to swim, right? You may start in shallow. You may start in a swimming pool at a particular facility, right? But after a while, when you do go to the beach and you see the ocean, you're not terrified. Why? Because you learn how to swim already and you know how to swim. So now it's going to be an enjoyable moment for you to be able to swim in the ocean. It's going to be exciting for you. It's going to be amazing for you. Why? Because you have already been there before in the small pool. But you didn't just think about the small pool. You thought about, hey, one day I want to go on vacation. One day I want to go swim in the ocean. One day I want to go to Jamaica. I want to swim in Jamaica. You may be listening and you're in Jamaica right now. You may live in Jamaica. You know, this podcast is all around the world. So wherever you're listening from, whatever you want to do in this life, you need to begin to start believing that you can do it. You have to believe that you can and that you will accomplish everything you put your mind to in this world. You have to know that it is possible. You can't give up. You have to keep moving. You have to keep believing. You have to keep on going no matter what comes your way. You can't stop. Just like that song, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop. You can't let outside forces or things stop you from getting to your particular place in life. Because whatever you want to do and whatever you want to become, you can become that. You're that amazing that you can become whatever you want to be in this life. And you can have whatever you want in this life. You just have to think bigger. You have to think bigger thoughts. Who was that? John Rome? He was saying that don't ask for new. What did he say? Don't ask for new. He just said ask for new skills or something. It was something like that. But I can't remember exactly what he said. But I guess when things get difficult, don't ask for the difficulty to go away. Ask for new skills. Ask for new ways to be able to solve problems, because you are a problem solver. But you have to have your mentality and your mindset that you're going to begin to start thinking bigger, because small thoughts, man, you stand in the box. You stand in your comfort zone when you have little thoughts. You're not going to be able to really enjoy this world and enjoy this earth like you should be able to, because your thoughts are keeping you captive. And you want to begin to have big thoughts, beautiful thoughts, amazing thoughts. Even in your house where you live at, your apartment, your condo, wherever, have big thoughts. Think about, oh man, I can make this place look beautiful and amazing. You don't have to live in a mansion to have a beautiful place. It's nothing wrong with living in a mansion, living in a penthouse or none of that. But you can, your place can be your penthouse, and you can make it look amazing. You can make it lavish. You can make it stand out. It's up to you. What do you want to do with your life? You have to take steps, man, on thinking bigger. It's a big world out here. It's more money out here. It's more things that you want to do in life and experience. It's new experiences that you want to be able to have. So you have to begin to think bigger if you really want to have bigger experiences. And you want to be able to have greater experiences. You have to change your mentality and your mindset. It's time to think big. It's time. It's time to expand your horizon and your mind. And the ways to do that is to listen to positive people, listen to people who are big, listen to people who want to, you want to take, who people that's going to take you where you want to be in life. And stop listening to negative people, watching negative things and stuff like that, because what happens is you're not able to go anywhere, because that's keeping you bound. You don't want to be bound. You want to be able to move forward and be the best version you can be in this world, and the best version you can be in this world. So I hope this podcast encouraged you today to be able to think big, because however you think, that's what you are. So you got to change your thoughts and your thought patterns. But until next time, this is Stuart with your motivational moment. I hope this message was able to resonate with you today and able to help you and to expand your mind and your thoughts. Until next time. And make sure also you check out my website, www.stuartmclain.com. And also make sure you subscribe to this podcast and share it.